With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be talking with Gloucester High School hockey coach Derek Geary. Coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
Thanks. Very good. Nice to be with you.
Well, I know you are doing good, because at least hockey-wise. You guys a 10-2 record, from what I understand. And I want to get right to the meat of the matter here, Coach. You had some returning guys, I know, who kind of light the lamp quite a bit in the last hockey season, whenever that was, who come back. And so, if you would, Derek, what were you expecting from these guys when you guys started training camp?
Well, I think everyone knows, you know, it starts with Jack, Costanzo, and Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just two very special talents. I mean, Emerson has just been sniping off the charts this season. I think he's up to 36 points. And Jack, we know, has been one of the premier players in the state basically since his freshman year. And both of those players have been exceptional all year. I think where it gets interesting for us and good for us is the improved play of Brett Cunningham, who's been complimentary to Emerson all year. And Colby Jewell has been spectacular, especially as of late, playing both forward and defense. So I think some of our high-end talent has been really good, and then we've got supplementary guys that are really contributing a lot as mm-hmm. well. So it's really been a team effort thus far.
It looks good, and I know when you mentioned Colby Jewell, I think that's the second or third generation of Jewels playing hockey there at Gloucester High School.
I played with David Jewell.
There you go.
In the 19th century.
Yeah, well, I had David in class three times, so, you know, I'm very familiar with that. That's cool. But, you know, great start for you guys, and you started out scoring high-scoring games right away. And I'm looking at your schedule, Derek. What's interesting to me is this year, there's one standings here, whatever it's called, where Gloucester sits atop of Division II, and Masco is number three, and you're both 10-2 overall. What's interesting is in fact, is it possible, Derek, that one team, you guys are two games behind them in the conference, but is it possible you could still finish higher than them in the power rankings? Can that happen?
I have no idea. I'm not too concerned about rankings. You know, high school hockey can be very unpredictable. Teams that can be much better than their records,
mm-hmm.
and anything can happen on a given night. Particularly when it's single elimination when you get to the tournament. That being said, I think it's, you know, we have a team of that's building confidence as the year goes on. So, you know, we will accept a high ranking with confidence,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and take that into any rink we go in and back it up.
Well, you're averaging 6 goals a game, which is outstanding in any league, in any division. And interesting, you had that nosedive where you really fell to the bottom, and I'm kidding, a couple of weeks ago when you lost consecutive games, and you didn't really lose one of them, but that's another story for another day. I'm not happy about the way the overtime is being run, but we can talk about that later. Anyway, 4-3, Masco in overtime, bit of a disappointment. But then Winthrop, a really strong defensive game, not surprisingly, by Coach Dale Dunbar's group. And you only scored one goal, but you immediately bounced back. So those two losses, Derek, how did the kids react after that? Obviously pretty good, but in terms of practice and so on.
Yeah, I think, well, Winthrop was a funny game in a lot of ways, and that's a very difficult place to play. It's a small rink. It's a really hostile environment, and Dale Dunbar likes to play a very defensive game, and they managed to clog the middle, which every team is trying to do against our high-powered guys. You know, since that game, I think we've handled that strategy a lot better than we did against Winthrop.
Mm-hmm. When Bob Jackson saw you guys 2 years ago, I believe, when Jack was either a freshman or sophomore, he really was amazed by Jack Costanzo's awareness, maturity, hockey-wise, at that point. And I'm sure he's only come further along. I have not been able to see you guys play. But what does that mean in terms of working with other guys? Because I'm noticing you've got Emerson up there at the top of the goal-scoring leaderboard, but certainly Jack's been dishing out the assists as well. So how do they work? How's that line work together?
It's been great. We, in fact, keep them on two separate lines when we start to make it very difficult to match up for opposing teams.
Okay.
But then I also throw out a five forward line when necessary or when I want to put some extra offense into the equation. You know, we play a high-powered offensive game. That's, you know, every team is unique, and that's the strength of this team. So I think we go with it. You know, it is like the old UNLV running Rebels for you college basketball fans.
Yeah, okay. How's the discipline been in terms of special teams? How's that working out, both sides, up front and then when you're on D?
You know, lately, the last three games, our penalty kill has been much improved, and a big reason why we've kept in those games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm referring to the Danvers game and last night's Marblehead game. And by the way, Colby Jewell has been playing defense a lot on the PK and doing a fantastic job. And also Drew White, who's one of these depth players, if you will, but who's just taken opportunities and run with it and is having an exceptional year as a junior third-line player, but he's also getting a lot of time on the penalty kill recently. I think we're much improved on the penalty kill, much better stopping and starting, much better awareness of the structure we try to do, much better face-offs, and that's been big. I mean, as you know, special teams is huge in high school hockey with this controversial 2 minutes penalty, in despite the fact we're only playing a 15-minute period.
Amazingly, you've beaten Marblehead three times this year, Coach, and I'm looking at last night's game, reading about it. I think Nick Kukuru wrote about it, and a very close game, and yet the kids responded. They seemed to do pretty well under pressure, which would bode well, I would assume, for the playoffs.
I think it's a great accomplishment because I have a lot of respect for Marblehead and their coach, Chris Wells. I just think they're a great program that always works hard and shows a lot of character. And last night they were up and down the ice, you know, came back from 4-2. So, you know, we were able to not let that momentum get out of hand, their momentum. I thought we matched it, and every time they got close, we responded. And then we had that kind of key emotional goal. It was 4-3, and Costanzo picked off a pass on the penalty kill and went in for a breakaway, and that was kind of a dagger, I think, emotionally, even for Marblehead. And then at that point, we were able to kind of open it up, and what was a 4-3 game quickly became a 7-3 game.
Yeah, I know. Some of these scores are just kind of weird to look at. You know, Coach, two more questions, I think. You're a little more than halfway through the season. How would you critique the team so far? Maybe a report card with not numbers, but just as to where you expected them to be and where they are and improvement, that kind of thing.
We're really pleased. You know, 10-2 obviously is a good record, and you know, we scheduled a challenging schedule, which is actually going to increase.
We mm-hmm.
will burn BC High coming up and at Masco, etc. So we're pleased. You know, it's all about the balance. We know we've got the firepower and the talent up front. It's about playing with leads and not getting carried away offensively. You know, if you're up 4-2, 5-2, realizing that you have to actually play some defense.
which
is a fine line, you know, because I like, you know, our offensive horses to be offensive horses. But, you know, I've got to rein them in at times, and there's a learning curve there at times.
Well,
and then it's a question of team energy and guys that don't get to play as much still hanging in there and being good team guys and contributing when opportunity arises. That's always the challenge presented to a coach in trying to, you know, put together a good team in the locker room, on the bench, etc.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people understand that, how important it is to relate to those kids and have them want to practice and have them understand, you know, the overall picture.
And their parents, by the way.
Well, exactly.
But that's a subject for us.
Well, that's what I was talking. All right, anyway, final question there, Coach. You mentioned the schedule, and you have got a walloping schedule coming up here. I guess that's a good thing in terms of, you know, getting ready for postseason, but also for finishing up this season. But you got some time off, so what's the plan?
Well, thankfully, we're playing Sunday night. Because of the storm, our game with Woburn was canceled, and then Woburn has agreed to play on Sunday. We have to go to their rink.
Oh, okay.
We're going to flip-flop the home and away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good, because otherwise we were off for 10 days before the important Masco game. But, yeah, you know, my philosophy with scheduling has always been to play the best teams possible. I really don't care about win-loss for the sake of win-loss. I think that good players, and we have really good players, deserve the chance to play the best teams they possibly can. So, you know, if we could play Maskenamis 10 times and Marblehead 5 times and BC High and St. John's Prep, that's what we want.
Okay. All right. That's ambitious, and it sounds great. Coach, I hope to get over there to see you, but in the meantime, be well. Make sure the boys stay well, and good luck the rest of the way.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for supporting high school hockey, and we'll see you down the road.
Very good. Thanks, Derek. Take care.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye. That is Gloucester High School hockey coach Derek Geary with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.